Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com. Trammell & Mills, we don't do quiet.
The holidays are quickly approaching, and what a great way to enjoy your holiday is with a new Toyota from Toyota of Easley. With financing rates as low as 1.99% on select models and up to $1,500 in holiday bonus cash, you can drive home today in a new Toyota and head out on your shopping and family gathering trips in style. If you need just a great used vehicle, we have a full lot of certified Toyotas and plenty of other makes and models. We are sure we have the right vehicle for you. Shop ToyotaofEasley.com or stop by for a test drive today.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You know, I saw this from, actually GSP sent me this, and this was a tweet by Joe Tipton, who wrote, breaking, G League center Abdullah Ahmad has committed to BYU. Abdullah Ahmad is committed to BYU. He's 22 years old. He's been cleared by the NCAA and is expected to have between 2 to 3 years of eligibility remaining. Now, let me just see. Is there more on this? He's expected to enroll at BYU for the second semester and sit out the remainder of the season. He'll officially suit up for the Cougars at the start of the 26-27 season. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. All right, so he's not playing this year, because the original tweet sort of made it seem like he was, you know, cleared to play and good to go, and he's playing this year. He's not playing this year. That would just been another massive addition to a BYU team that's already certainly a contender. All right, we have lots to get to on the college football front. You can get in, 654-7627. Does the ACC have a team that has any chance to compete for a national championship? I say no. I think Miami, in theory, is the one team that could. But I'm not even sure they're getting to the game, and you're not going to get a second ACC team, even if it's Miami. I don't think. I mean, I think a lot of things would have to happen before we get to that point. I'm going to get Georgia Tech Mike in here, and we'll get to this conversation. We'll start with the SEC, where you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams that have one loss. In the ACC, you also have 5 teams that have one loss. So how about that? The distinction is that all 5 SEC teams have a legitimate chance to be in the playoffs, and in the ACC, I think you've got a bunch of teams fighting for one spot. Miami and Louisville are both two-loss teams. They're not even among the one-loss teams. I'm talking about league losses. So it's a concern. I mean, the only ACC team that has one full season loss is Georgia Tech. And, of course, they've played nobody to date. They've not beaten anybody. So, I mean, that's their dilemma. And quite honestly, their loss was not good. I mean, they lost to NC State, and they gave up 50 points. And their quarterback, Haynes King, put up 511 or 12 yards of offense, and they lost to NC State, which is not good. So Georgia Tech, Mike, and then Cliff in Spartanburg, another good call. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
Hey, I agree with you, but Georgia Tech is, if they win out, they own all the tiebreakers. So they will be the one going if they win out.
Yeah. You're talking about you're talking about win out in league and they own the tiebreakers in league?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
every one of them.
Yeah. That and that
my analysis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that may be. I mean, I think it depends, you know, how many teams are involved in the tie. I mean, are you talking about somebody at Georgia Tech has taken the time to evaluate a potential five-way tie?
Well, the way they're doing it, if you beat the other team in common teams that you've each played, then
yeah, no, I know, I know, but we don't. But my point is, we don't have any idea how many teams could be involved in the tie.
Yeah, I mean, even if they do, they just, like, say, Tech actually beat Duke. But,
right, and you're going to play Pittsburgh. So if you were to beat Pittsburgh, that would be another of the one-loss teams that you would beat head-to-head. So that's probably the reason why.
And then there's one team where Tech beat Wake Forest and Virginia. Was it Virginia just lost to Wake Forest?
Yeah.
So that eliminates them.
Yeah.
You just go down one at a time. But I'm like you. Tech's not playing worth a darn right now. Hopefully the week off, and maybe they get a couple of injuries back.
The defensive numbers for Georgia Tech are friggin' alarming, and I don't know if I wrote that down today. I did. Listen. This is a defensive rating, okay? It's the defensive stop rate, all right? The team that leads the nation defensive stop rate is Texas Tech. They lead the nation. They're one. Georgia Tech in defensive stop rate, 88. That's why Haynes King is a worthy Heisman candidate. Georgia Tech's defensive stop rate is 88, and they have one loss.
Well, they got a new coordinator that replaced Santucci, who was really, I thought, really good.
Well, I know that.
The new guy is young. He's a rookie.
But, you know.
But he may be, he's getting better.
Well, there's no sign, no offense, there's no sign of him getting better. He just gave up 50 points to NC State.
Yeah, I know. I knew you'd say that.
Well, it's a fact. I mean, I try and deal in facts. And your defense, Mike, you can't. There's no way to spin 88. Okay, that means there are 87 teams in front of you.
Playing two.
All right.
Let me tell you, playing two.
Yeah, give me plan two.
If they don't get in the playoffs,
plan one sucks.
They can beat Georgia. I want them to beat Georgia.
Yeah.
And I want them to beat them on a. Official missed call. I want Georgia to suffer.
That I understand.
But Georgia's been winning that way all these
years. Yeah, that I understand.
Georgia's been lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah. I like your plan too.
Okay.
Yep. Good talking to you, Mike. Thank you.
But plan one. I'm holding hope against hope on plan one.
There you go. Thank you, Mike. But this is the nature of where the ACC is right now. I mean, the team with the best record, well, I mean, from a league standpoint, there are five teams with one loss. But the team with the overall best record, Georgia Tech, who has one, Georgia Tech's the only team in the ACC with one loss. I mean, overall, not just league. But they're 88th in defensive stop rate. 88th. I mean, Haynes King is like God. Haynes King has been frigging unbelievable. He has carried this crap fest team, which is what they are. They're not good. All right. And the defense is atrocious. And Haynes King has still somehow managed to get this team to this point in the year with just one loss. I mean, he's been superhuman. I mean, he absolutely deserves Heisman consideration, but he won't. But he deserves it without question. Cliff, good to have you as always, Cliff.
Hey, Walt, appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
I know you were on Texas Tech preseason, yep. and you and I have talked about kind of their validity as a title contender since week one or two. I love Rodriguez. I mean, that kid they have off the edge, Bailey, is a monster.
Yeah, from Stanford. He's the Stanford transfer.
Yeah, they have two inside tackles that are partying in the backfield all the time. I mean, they I don't know how good their secondary is because they don't get a ton of action. But, you know, you mentioned people not watching their games. The one game they lost, they were on the road, backup quarterback.
Yep.
And they actually had the game kind of clinched at the end. And Tyson, you know, one of the top five receivers, if not the best in the country, just played Superman there at the end. And, you know, I think they beat Alabama pretty handily. Alabama can't run the ball, so I think they'd make them – pretty dimensional and Chase Simpson all over the place. Yeah. And well, George, this is the most fraudulent Georgia team. Dare I say, is this a Mark Richt version of Georgia? Like, I mean, the only reason they're better this year is because they shipped Tommy Turnover down to Miami. You know who has more tackles for loss in Georgia this year, Walt? Any team you can name.
Yeah.
Think of the worst teams in the country. Sam Houston State, Oklahoma State, Charlotte. They all have more tackles for loss than Georgia.
The one thing I will say, though, Cliff, is Gunnar Stockton has made plays. He just has. He may not look pretty, but he has given them the type of leadership at that position and toughness and ability to make plays that they did not have with Carson Beck. And because of that, I think they still are alive. I mean, I'm not ruling them out. All the things you're saying are 100% true. I mean, I was out on them a couple weeks ago, but I think that I'm starting to feel a little warmer towards them, whereas I'm not with Alabama. I still think, I mean, when I watched LSU-Alabama the other day, I was thinking to myself, okay, this LSU team is like the poor man's version of Texas Tech. And LSU gave them all sorts of trouble with no quarterback play whatsoever. Well, Texas Tech's got a much better and healthier quarterback in Barron Morton, and their defense is LSU on steroids.
Yeah. Well, two things. Well, I think LSU, you know, you get Brian Kelly out of your locker room, so I think those kids were just playing loose, having fun in that rivalry game. And well, I think Georgia has at least two more losses. I mean, I think Texas beats them at Georgia this week. And I don't even really like Texas, but I would agree with you that they can win ugly in years past. I think, you know, if they have a top five defense like they always have had with Kirby, I think they win ugly with Stockton. I think that makes sense. They run and they win ugly, but they just don't have the margin of error that they normally do. And you know, I just think they're pretty fraudulent at this point. Well, I give you a couple plays. Before I jump off, you'll be proud of me. I wrote down Southern Cal -6.5 versus Iowa, and then I slapped my wrist and said, no, we will not bet Southern Cal against power running teams. So after years and years, you know, you finally, you know, resonated that lesson to me. But while I like Clemson Louisville over 50, I think both teams are near that. I mean, I think that's, you know, mid third quarter cover.
Wow.
I like you've been talking South Florida. I like South Florida to cover that 10.5, but I don't like that game going to mid-60s. I mean, anytime Navy or Army get mid-60s, you just hit the under and don't even watch it. So yeah, I think you know, I think you always check weather when you're playing your totals, but I'm with you. You've been on South Florida. I think you look back and say it's almost kind of obvious the way they played that stretch of games early on that they'd kind of be one of these last teams standing. But with their quarterback, I'm not sure they don't snipe someone.
See, that's
if they
what
get
I'm
the
thinking.
Right matchup in that
yeah,
first
I'm,
round.
I'm thinking that. I'm thinking that this is a legitimately dangerous G5 that and if this team gets in that and gets the right matchup, that with Brown at quarterback, I think they're athletic enough across the board, and Brown gives them an ultimate playmaker, and I think they will be a really interesting team to watch if they get in.
Yeah, someone like Ole Miss, you know, someone they could yeah. shoot it out with. So
yeah.
An Ole Miss team,
for example, that's not very good defensively, and that's probably going to have trouble stopping Brown on the ground.
Yep, absolutely. Great talking to you, Walt. Have a good one.
Cliff. Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Now, Malcolm is up next. Malcolm's a Georgia fan, so he's not going to like what Cliff was just saying. Cliff has Texas beating Georgia straight up. I am lost on Texas-Georgia. There are a couple games this week. Like Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Texas, Georgia right now. And we're here on Tuesday, and those picks are due Thursday by, what, 10? 10?
That is correct.
And I right now, I have no idea. Malcolm, you hang on there, Mr. Knickerbocker. Earl Monroe, Walt Clyde Frazier, Dave DeBuscher. No, actually, Malcolm, you're more like John Gianelli. Hawthorne Wingo. Malcolm Hawthorne Wingo is up next. Oh, Malcolm will know Hawthorne Wingo. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. It just doesn't get better. If you're a sports fan, I don't get what your sport is. UFC, boxing, NFL, college football, basketball, either variety, any variety, hockey. It's all at the Peaks. Every day, there's no place like it. Four or five monitors above you. It's like you're in your own studio, except in this studio, beautiful women bring you food and drink while you're watching all these games. It just can't get better. I mean, get to Twin Peaks. Hey, it's Rare Bourbons Month. Consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur, then you belong at Twin Peaks. We're proud to pour an exclusive and extensive collection of rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas, including our barrel selects, hand-picked and bottled by our team just for you. So get to Twin Peaks. Veterans Day today is... Actually, this has passed. This is passed now. This because it closed at 3 for lunch. So if you missed that, they did a great promo and for veterans today for a free lunch. But that is sailed past 3 o'clock. So thanks to Twin Peaks for appreciating our veterans and for giving all you veterans that incredible opportunity. I know you've heard it before on the show, so I hope you took advantage of that. You have UFC 322 coming up. I'm telling you right now, it just doesn't get better than Twin Peaks if you're a sports fan. And the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The scratch-made kitchen, the scratch-made food, it's just unbelievable. People ask me all the time what's good. It's all freaking good. It's all incredible at Twin Peaks. Get there. Try any of it. You will 100% thank me later. It's Twin Peaks. It's the ultimate destination for a sports fan. Malcolm, you'll be up first when we get back. Malcolm will explain why Cliff was wrong.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Hey folks, it's that time of year again for the annual Blood Bowl between Clemson and South Carolina. You ask when? November 17th through the 21st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jimmy John's is serving up a 20% discount for all blood donors by showing your Blood Bowl wristband. Clemson has beat South Carolina for the past 6 years, and the event helped to save over 18,000 lives. With multiple sites on the Clemson campus, you can easily give and save a life today. Jimmy John's loves Clemson and wants to help save lives. So give blood and then come to Jimmy John's for a great meal.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
With the holidays here, most everybody's putting on the pounds. But what if I could tell you about a way that you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and more confident? Of course, I'm talking about PhD weight loss, where I was able to lose 50 pounds on the program just a few years ago. It changed everything about how I think of food, and my PhD coach showed me exactly what to eat and how to handle every situation and enjoy the holidays without the guilt. At PhD Weight Loss, their metabolic reset system helps your body burn the fat first so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. They have helped thousands of people, and they are confident in their program, and they guarantee the results. No starvation diets, no endless workouts or drugs, just a smarter, science-based system that works. And right now, for the month of November, they are waiving the consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking right now, you're going to get the 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get the bonuses. You have a choice, and make it now. Make 2026 the year you make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today at 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to get a free quote.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who...
Walt dipped to the range. We are back. I just had this thought running. You think Lee Greenwood has a room at the White House?
He probably does.
Because he just seems to follow Trump around.
He probably does. You know? Like,
I mean, no one's ever gotten so much out of one song. Yeah.
Like in the, you know, in the movies when they play certain music, like dramatic music or scary music. Trump be walking around, all of a sudden Lee Greenwood pops out and starts singing.
Everywhere Trump is, Lee Greenwood is. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. Anywhere Trump is,
he's there.
He just he turns to Lee and Lee sings a song.
Amen.
Malcolm. Oh, I gotta ask you about the 82-year-old guy again in a second because you just gave me more information on that. Malcolm, how are you, Malcolm?
What I'm doing good. How are you today?
Good, good, Malcolm. Thank you.
First, I just want to tell all my fellow veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Malcolm.
Yeah, Malcolm.
We appreciate you very much.
Ike, I think it was.
Say
and Cliff, last caller, there's two last.
Yeah, Cliff. Cliff, yeah.
Yeah. They both are right in a lot of respects. This is a strange Georgia team. But with being lucky, you have to be in a position to win in order to be lucky. So they're always going to be in that position.
Did you play your best game of the year against Mississippi State?
Yes, but it was Mississippi State.
A Mississippi State team that led Texas by 17 points in the fourth quarter and then played other people really tough.
Exactly. That was their best game of the year. But, you know, also Georgia's probably a drop pass from being undefeated.
Yeah.
Okay, and there are also a couple of bad coaching decisions and questionable calls from having two or three losses. So this is a hard Georgia team to evaluate, for me to evaluate anyway.
Yeah, no, but I agree with that. I right now, like, I want no part of picking Georgia Texas. There are so many strange elements about that game. I mean, Georgia at times has been more of an offensive football team this year, won some sort of shootout games. You know, Texas has played better offensively the last couple of weeks. Manning has played better, much better the last couple of weeks. But yeah. I don't know what to think of that game, quite honestly, because, you know, there are some elements that make you think, well, it stands to be sort of an offensive shootout type of game, but when we last saw these teams play, they were not playing any offensive shootout. They were playing like a virtual scoreless first half.
Exactly. But Texas, I think, with Georgia, I mean, is a second half thing. They're really good in the second half.
Yeah, that's been true so far this year. That's no question.
And my other thing about Georgia is offensive. They have shown me more than I thought they would this year on offense. So I'm
you got some weapons. You have some weapons and again, I think Stockton has played well.
Stockton has that it factor. He's a good kid, a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm happy said that is what I'm gonna quit calling you if you keep on ragging on my Knicks, okay?
We are the New York Knicks. I'm just reminding you of your history, Malcolm. You know, Michael Ray Richardson and Ray Williams.
But you can talk about Michael Ray, but don't talk about Hawthorne Wingo. He was supposed to be the next Julius.
He was the Skid Row Julius Erving is what he was.
As usual, you have a great show. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Malcolm. Hawthorne Wingo. He was a cult figure.
He was?
Yeah, he really couldn't play, but he was a cult. He could.
How
like
did he
six,
get to be a cult play. Figure if he couldn't play?
You know, because they wanted to believe he was Julius Erving-like.
Okay.
Maybe in his own mind, and maybe in their mind, I don't know. I don't know. You know, Ramona, I'll tell you about them a little bit later, but I I had to change my Underdog password. I successfully got into Underdog last night. Last night, though, Romero, was one of the rare nights that I wish I had not.
That ain't good.
No, it did not go. Underdog did not. I made three live in-game plays, and I lost all three of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you wish you hadn't got in.
Yeah, I wish I had not fixed my password last night. In fact, I'm looking at the carnage. Yeah, I lost this one by one player, John Collins. John, I played James Harden, John Collins, and one other, and I lost the Collins play. Collins was starting last night for the first time of late, and I thought, well, for sure, that means he's going to have a good night. Well, no, it means he probably won't be starting again. Because of how he played last night. So thanks for nothing there, John Collins. And I also had a live in-game NFL play, and that was a four-way play, and I lost that on Dallas Goedert. Goedert had where's your number? I played him at 43 receiving yards to get higher than 53, and he never made another catch. I hit the rest of them on that, but that doesn't help me. It doesn't count. All right, let's get to some college football talk. You can get in 654-7627. All right, we're starting with the SEC. By the way, the map poll has had some technical difficulties, so we are the poll is not yet out. I can tell you what I did. We'll compare it a little bit later. We'll wait on that. We'll wait on that. We have other college football conversation to get to. All right. So let's start in the SEC. Okay. And you know what, Maroon? I got to tell you something. Brian Kelly. Before we get going, Brian Kelly, the now fired coach of LSU. LSU is trying to fire him with cause.
Oh no way! Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't have to pay him?
Oh, look at my man Knowles fan. We need to talk to Knowles fan. We have stuff to talk about. They're trying to avoid paying him.
Al Davis.
These people are so, no offense, Bengal John. I talked to Bengal John last night. John's a great guy. But these people down at LSU, I mean, this is just so stupid. Let me tell you what you don't do, all right? Let me tell you what you do not do. If you're going to lay out a case to fire a guy with cause, first of all, you better have really meaningful facts, not that he fought with his wife, okay? That's not it. You have to have substantial, and I read the whole clause, the whole morals clause, everything. You have to have substantial issues to fire a guy with cause. Substantial. It has to be real. Like, dude has to be committing felonies or something, okay? On the
side.
So
they're trying to use, like, what? Like, some kind of something off the field to cause?
Yeah, but here's the problem, Ramona, right? The buyout's $53 million, okay?
Right, yeah.
Here's the problem with why that ship has already sailed.
Okay.
You sent him a letter offering to give him $25 million. Then, and he refused. Then you sent him another letter upping your offer, all right? He also refused that. Listen, here's what you can't do, you idiots. You can't send a dude letters that's evidence, all right, saying, hey, we're going to pay you.
Then he's entitled to
right,
it.
Right, and then we're going to pay you, and then we're going to pay you more, and then later say, okay, now we're going to fire you with cause.
Yeah, we shouldn't pay you.
Right. If there was cause, you wouldn't pay him a penny.
Yeah, you'd come up with that in the first place.
Right.
Too.
You wouldn't have offered to give him $30 million in your upgraded offer. No, you. This is what the fifth is for. Okay, this is where you take the fifth. You just can't do what you did and think you're going to win any court case because you're not. So now you have to pay him. You have to pay him now.
Does he have that same thing as the other guy? Where
right.
If he gets offers,
right.
You don't have to pay him.
Yes,
how does that work?
It seems that's the case. All right. It seems that.
What's the other guys? I'm so confused.
Yeah. It seems that's the case. That in this instance, that if he were to take another job. That would somehow negate some of the payment to him.
Okay.
But But
I figured that's what that's for.
Yeah, but at the same time, I heard, on my way in, I heard Kwok mention the fact that an attorney said, Tom Mars said, that basically when you say you're firing him for cause, now you're damaging his credibility. So now he can sit there and say,
well, right, I couldn't get a job.
Right, couldn't get a job because you were trying to fire me for cause. Knowles fan. No, how are you, Knowles fan? You want to fire Mike Norvell for cause? Because the cause is he sucks out loud?
Whoa! Yeah. Let's go, Knowles. Hey, we tried hard.
Yeah, we tried hard.
I mean, look, the guys were there. They were really trying hard. The expectation at Florida State is national championships. Did you not watch the press conference, Walt? Come on.
No, I missed that.
You not bought in again?
No, I missed that. But I did see where he said that, you know, you're going to win more championships.
Yes, yes. I guess he thinks you get a championship for last place in the ACC. I don't know. We're gonna call down there and check. I'll check back in with you next week.
Yeah.
Because you get no trophies for losing every game you play, basically, Mike Norvell. When are we going to put in these coaches' contracts that calls, if you have a losing record, shouldn't that be a cause because you're failing at your job?
Yeah.
When will schools start putting something like that in the contract? And I think you should start, and we've talked about the incentives in the players' contracts, but schools got to start getting creative and saying, look, I'll pay you a buyout, you know, but if you have a losing record, that the buyout's done because you're not providing what you're supposed to be providing.
Yeah, look, here's the cause, okay? Let me give you the cause in Florida State's case. You have one of the most gifted freshman running backs I've ever seen, and you don't
give him the ball.
I think it's three.
I thought it was three, but he got four carries, Walt, and one of them, they touched him behind the line of scrimmage, and the man got 15 yards. Yeah. They pulled him out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I do not understand the Chroma stuff. Listen, you have a talented stable.
We ran the ball 12 times,
right,
Walt.
Right.
Did we run the ball 12?
Right. And again, you look, Clemson showed you some looks up front that maybe you didn't expect, some bear looks, et cetera. But how you look at that with that stable of running backs where your strength is running the ball and you just cave to that look and say, okay, we're not even going to try anymore? I'm just
– 100 – and you called it yesterday while I listened to you. Like, they scared them into not running the ball. Like, run it. Like, stop me first. I'm going to hand it to Crumall and say, hey, do what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and even Singleton, yeah, I mean, he's getting five yards.
Yeah, he can play.
Stop giving them the ball.
Right.
I don't understand it, Walt. But here's the thing, and this is what I think we're stuck with Mike Norvell another year. I think Florida State's going to keep him. They're already talking about Tommy Castellanos maybe coming back to Florida State next year.
Yeah.
I think you're going to. I think he is too.
I think he's coming back. I think if he was going to be fired, I think you would have fired him by now. I'll tell you the real question is Chroma coming back? Because I could see him
Who comes back for that team? You know, I mean, you hope the players come back, but can you talk to a lot of those guys? I don't think Deuce Robinson comes back.
I'm going to tell you something. There's a little bit of Marcus Dupree in Chroma. I mean, and how you just
he's a freak,
right? How you don't give him the ball at all is just beyond me. I mean, dude has 50 carries on the year, which is just ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. If I was coaching that team, he would have 50 carries the first 2 weeks.
100%. No, he's proved himself every time he gets the ball.
Well, he's 220. He's 220 plus. He's 220 plus pounds. I mean, he can handle it. He averaged 8 yards a carry against Clemson. I think you gave it to him three times.
Was it three times? I thought it was four.
I think it was
100%.
Three.
Well, it's a sad thing in Tallahassee. And the thing is, and I think what Jeff Cameron, I heard you talk about this a little bit. I mean, basically Clemson was giving us a chance to win the game almost the whole game.
Yeah,
I mean, Clemson didn't play great. I mean, I think Clemson fans would get – you even said that. I mean, you had players wide open. You're dropping balls. You're turning it over in the red zone. And they're giving you a chance to win the game, and you still can't win the game. And that's what Florida State fans are fed up with.
But it's the stupidity. It's the stupidity of what you did. I mean, Thomas Castellanos can't – look, listen, you cannot have Thomas Castellanos be your playmaker of decision to the tune of 54 snaps ended with a pass from him or a run by him. 54 snaps.
Not unless 15 of those are read option, Walt. Right. You know, and you're handing it to your running back.
And meanwhile, Kroma has three carries, which is just insane. And your total stable of talented running backs has 12. Castellanos had 11 carries. Your running backs total had 12, and he threw it 43 times. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just pathetic. And again, you got scared out of running the ball, which is just amazing.
100%. Well, I wanted to call in and give Clemson credit. Yeah. I always call in, and I'll continue to call in. But here's another. Let me give you something else before I leave. Squirrel White has 50 something yards on the year. I mean, come on, what is going on?
Well, he was wide open on a what would have been a 70-yard touchdown.
And Tommy misses him by ten yards.
Yeah,
no, 100%. I'm saying, the plays were there, Walt. The plays were there, and you just couldn't make them. But we're stuck with Mike Norvell.
Yeah, so I think so.
I think that unfortunately we got him another year. Yeah. Go no.
Samuels, man. Quick break.
Hey, y'all, it's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today. It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Newteek Boutique and 4 Men on Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items, women's boutique clothing, and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at Newteek Boutique and 4 Men on Exchange.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
For you, every single soldier, those who serve so honorably, your lives are forever altered while I'm home. Safe and free, I stand with grateful admiration. I stand respectful and so proud. I know I'm only a civilian. I don't even know if it's allowed, but I salute you. Allow me the honor to salute. With permission, let me say, even though I hold no rank, know that from my heart, my humble gratitude comes from the deepest part. I salute you.
We salute you all who have served this country and undying gratitude. Let me tell you about my friend Gary Mahaffey. Gary and his wife Jeannie own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. Look, if you are aging into Medicare, you can't handle that as a layperson. And there are just too many charlatans and people who really have no idea what they're talking about. Nobody knows this process like Gary Mahaffey. You have heard the unsolicited testimonies of people who have called this show and on air, unsolicited, have talked about what Gary has meant to their lives. This is the reality of it. You need Gary and his team working for you. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness, service quality, and availability. You've heard all these testimonials over and over again. Gary is behind each of his agents, is always available to you by phone or in office. Gary and his agents' service always comes at no cost to you. It's only going to benefit you, and Gary is always going to look out with you. It's a long-term relationship. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484, and as always, you will 100% thank me later. All right, I want to get to some of this college football league-by-league discussion. I know the committee is going to make their selection tonight. I don't see anything earth-shattering happening. I would be shocked if Indiana's still not number two. I think 1, 2, 3 stay exactly the same. Again, I'm not going to have it my way, but if I did, Texas Tech would be team 4 in the country. That won't happen. Will they move? I don't remember what they were last week, quite honestly. But the map poll is out, and I'll tell you what we have and what I did differently. We'll get to that as part of this broader conversation. So that's all coming your way. But I want to start with the SEC and a look at the SEC, a closer look at the SEC and where this league is headed. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams that have either no league losses or one league loss. Those teams are Texas A&M, 6-0 in league, Alabama, 6-0 in league, Georgia, 6-1 in league, Ole Miss, 5-1 in league, and Texas, 4-1 in league. So they still have 3 league games to play. all of those first four teams, A&M, Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, they have either no losses or one loss overall. Texas is the first team that has two losses in the league at the top of this hierarchy. So in other words, Texas is the only one-loss SEC team that has a second loss outside of the league. You know, I saw a show this morning where these three Texas podcast people, writers, were I think they were all conventional media, but they were all lobbying for Texas's inclusion. And and the dilemma, though, is, and they were arguing for Texas over Notre Dame, which I can understand on one hand. But the dilemma is the loss, the loss to Florida. That's the dilemma. I mean, you have a bad loss, and it's making up for that. But in any case, these are the teams at the top of the SEC. And could somebody else get in this mix? Sure. But in terms of the here and now, all right, there are five SEC teams that either have no league losses or one league loss. Different amounts of wins. Here is what they have remaining, all right? Because I think this is where the rubber meets the road. Texas A&M has South Carolina, Samford, and at Texas to end the year. You know, we talked about that game before the year as being meaningful, and now it's definitely going to be meaningful. And quite honestly, you know, A&M and Texas don't like each other. In fact, they sort of hate each other. In fact, we can forget the sort of. They despise each other. A&M has a chance to knock Texas out of this whole deal. If A&M wins that end-of-season game at Texas, Texas is going to be gone. They can kiss their A goodbye. Now, is there a scenario where Texas survives it? I guess the scenario would be beat Georgia and beat Arkansas. And then is there a scenario at that point where Texas loses a close game to A&M and gets in as a three-loss overall team? I don't know. Maybe. It'll depend what happens elsewhere. But let's start with the A&M perspective, all right? They have South Carolina, they have Samford, and they have at Texas. All right, that's an unbeaten football team. Could South Carolina threaten them? Maybe. I mean, I think South Carolina is good defensively. And, you know, the one game that A&M struggled with, they struggled with Green and his mobility when they played Arkansas. So could they have a similar struggle against Lenora Sellers and his mobility? Maybe. And then all these games get harder late in the year for an unbeaten team, Tim. But then there's Samford, and then there's at Texas. So A&M is a playoff team. All right, there's no way around that. The only way A&M, I mean, I don't even know if there's a scenario by which A&M could play themselves out of the playoff. It would involve losing to South Carolina and Texas, though. You know, you wouldn't want to lose two of your last three games, but basically A&M is golden, all right? And they're an 18-point favorite over South Carolina. So they're ideally situated, all right? It's almost impossible to think of any scenario whereby Texas A&M is not in the playoff. Then there's Alabama. Alabama is 6-0 in league. They have the OOC loss, but they're 6-0 in league. They remaining have Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, and at Auburn. So pretty tough. I mean, the Oklahoma game is obviously going to be important to them. It's going to be important to Oklahoma. Oklahoma's not on this list. I mean, there are some teams that are still in contention for the playoff, like Oklahoma, who are not a part of this list because they have more than one league loss. You know, again, I put this together this morning just looking through standings. All right, so Alabama, tough game against Oklahoma at home. You know, I don't think that's going to be a pretty game. That's going to be a defensive-oriented game. It's probably going to look a lot like Alabama LSU did. I'd be shocked if it looked anything other than that. So that'd be my expectation in that game. And then, you know, sort of the mystery game at Auburn, where Auburn's been good defensively throughout the year. Obviously, they were just involved in a bit of a shootout, and I think the quarterback change was a good one. I think you had to get Jackson Arnold gone, and he is gone now. We'll find out how Daniels plays in that game at the end. But Bama has always had trouble on the plains. I mean, in the modern era, I mean, Nick Saban had trouble on the plains. So I don't think that that's a given. That's going to be Auburn's whole season. I mean, the Iron Bowl is going to be Auburn's year, trying to take Alabama out of this picture any way they could. Is there any scenario by which Alabama doesn't make the playoffs? Yeah, I guess the scenario would be Florida State hasn't helped Alabama with their post-Florida-Alabama performance. And if Alabama were to lose at home to Oklahoma and then come back and lose at Auburn in the final game of the year, now you're a three-loss team who's lost two of your last three games, and at that point, you might be out. Is that likely? No, not likely. But, you know, more possible certainly than the death game scenario for A&M. A&M, first of all, doesn't have any loss to Florida State. So I think that's where we are. And then Georgia, 6-1 in league, has played a lot of competitive games both ways. Georgia has Texas, Charlotte, and Georgia Tech. Texas, Georgia Tech sounds pretty tough on paper for a team that has one loss. You know, the Georgia-Texas game is obviously going to be very important. The Georgia-Georgia Tech game is going to be important for a lot of reasons to both those institutions. Obviously, it's a revenge spot for Georgia Tech. Is Georgia Tech good enough to enact revenge? I don't know. You know, their defense is horrible, but it's still a one-loss football team. So, you know, Georgia's schedule is still pretty tough in those last three games. You're going to play a two-loss Texas team who's 7-2, and you're going to play a one-loss Georgia Tech team that's 8-1. So you're going to play two opponents who are 15-3. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Enjoy elevated living at Sunrise in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson, starting in the mid-300s. Customize versatile one- and two-story home plans with luxury design selections in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. The pool amenity opens next year, along with natural walking trails. Live close to Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, shopping in Anderson, and enjoy quick access to I-85. Sunrise encompasses convenience and lifestyle in a convenient location. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to discover elevated living in the upstate.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca.